An employment-only development has been given the green light for downtown Squamish. The unique proposal was supported by Council July 16, giving the go-ahead for Hunter Office to construct the three-story development on 37,707 2nd Avenue, which would see no residential living added to the space. District Community Development Planner Brian Daly said the project would include 928 square meters of employment space spread out over the three floors, with a 321 square meter amenity space on the rooftop patio. The proposal is considered a priority development application given 100% of the space is proposed as employment space, Daly said. The colorful facade palette speaks to the artistic nature of this neighborhood. Daly also said the wall facing the rear lane will be surfaced to accept a local mural installation. Mayor Armand Herford spoke in favor of the employment-only development, which will be 15.6 meters in height. I think this clearly meets all of the guidelines, so I am happy to speak in support and look forward to seeing this new commercial space come online in our downtown, Herford said. Octopus mural? Count. Eric Anderson spoke in favor of the proposal, which he said could win an architectural design competition for its impressive structure and facade. I feel that if we were to have an architectural design competition, which maybe we one day might aspire to have, this would be a deserving candidate for 2024, Anderson said. I think it is a noteworthy building in its construction design and materials use, facade color, and, I'm not sure if it is a firm plan, the octopus mural. The design plans submitted to council in the development permit report include an octopus mural as an example of the artwork that could be painted on the building. The Pacific octopus found in Howe Sound here is the largest octopus in the world, and when the upper Mamquam blind channel was in better condition than it is today, we used to see them, when we were walking to school right under the highway bridge, Anderson said. So, this is a great Squamish building and a great Squamish story. Count. Lauren Greenlaw was the only elected official to vote against the development, which she said was mainly due to the parking arrangements. The architectural plans detail that 11 parking stalls will be provided in tandem style, where cars are parked directly behind one another. I won't be supporting this motion, I would like to echo Count. Anderson's comments, any appreciation of cephalopods is A-OK with me, but the big issue for me is the tandem parking, Greenlaw said. I just have a hard time getting over that, so I won't be supporting this. The proponent will also make a $240,000 cash-in-lieu payment for 8 additional commercial parking stalls. This payment will be directed to the Alternative Forms of Transportation Reserve Fund.